the ongoing story of Chaitanya Charitamrita, November 3rd, 2010, Kartik. Of Lord Chaitanya dancing at Rath Yatra in ecstasy of Mahabhav. And we were hearing yesterday that when the Lord is merciful to us, then we can see Him and see His leelas. And that's certainly desirable. Mercy is a keynote here in all these different classes. It's very interesting because, as I already indicated by the title of this story, Lord Chaitanya is dancing at Rath Yatra and Puri, but in Raslila Bhav, which is Vrindavan, because he's exhibiting himself and he's dancing with each Sankirtan devotee, and he thinks he's only dancing with me, and the other devotees can't see him. And sometimes he's in the center. It's very much parallels Krishna's dancing at Raslila. Now in this next verse, text 66, Purve Jache Rasadi Lila. Purve Yache Rasadi Lila Kaila Vrindavane Alokik Lila Gora Kaila Kshane Kshane. So here the author, Kasturi Manjari, Krishna's Kaviraj, is saying, before, formerly, Lord Krishna performed Rasa Lila dance and other pastimes in Vrindavan, Ras Adi, beginning with Ras, because that's the topmost. All the Gona Rasas and Mukhi Rasas are all contained and expressed, and all the Santri Bhav, Sudita Bhav, everything is expressed and experienced by Radha and Krishna in Ras Lila. So it says Ras Adi, beginning with Ras, because Ras is all the possibilities of Lila and joy. And then all other rasas. As Krishna, formerly in Vrindavan, Vraja Lila, 5,000 years ago, he performed the Rasa Lila dance. Mahaprabhu, now in Puri, 500 years ago, performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Uncommon is a translation of alokik. Alokik. It's not from this loka. It's alokik. It's beyond this loka. It's transcendental, spiritual. Bhaktagan anubhavi nahi jane ana. Sri Bhagavata Shastra tahate praman. Now he says, Mahaprabhu's dancing before Rath Yatrakar could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Sri Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture Srimad Bhagavatam. Hey Mata Mahaprabhu, Kare Nutirange, Basaila Savaloka Premataranga, Premataranga, ways of ecstatic love. Kare Nutirange, Loka Premataranga. Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic joy. Mahaprabhu Nityarange, Sablok Prima Tarange. All the onlookers and all the spectators and devotees gathered there. They became inundated with waves of prema. And this is the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita. The Guru engages in Mahaprabhu Kirtan. Engages disciples in Mahaprabhu Kirtan. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita. Vaditya Madhyan Manasorasena. Romancha Kampa Sutaranga Bhajo. Vande Guru Sri. The Guru engages in Mahaprabhu Kirtan, Wampers, Radanga, Kartal, dancing, Nitaigur. And devotees dance in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party with great joy and happiness. And everybody gathers around. They become inundated by waves of prema, maybe. Waves of attraction, definitely. Waves of happiness, definitely. Waves of interest, definitely. Waves of purification, definitely. This all happens when the devotees, you and I and all the devotees, go on Harinam Sankirtan. And the devotees dance, ulas, And people stop. What are they doing? And then they go, they smile and they dance. Sometimes they dance. They become attracted, they become purified, they become elevated, they become captivated, they become enchanted. And when Lord Chaitanya is praying personified Mahabhasarupa, when he was dancing, the Nritya Rangi, relishing his dancing, then the waves of prema were emanating from his body. So prema includes karshan, Sri Krishna karshan. This one, there's two characteristics of prema. There's two characteristics of bhava and two characteristics of bhakti, sadhana bhakti. So there's six characteristics of pure devotional service. So Sri Krishna karshani, one of the characteristics of prema is it attracts Sri Krishna. So when one is dancing in Krishna prema, then Krishna is attracted, and he forces the people to stop. Because Krishna, where is Krishna? How do you mean? What do you mean Krishna is attracted when you do sankirtan? He's in their heart. And he tells the people, hey, go see it, check it out. Check out the sankirtan bar. Stay, wait, watch. Smile, laugh, dance a little bit. Enjoy. You see, if you come into a temple, for example, or you go walk down the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, nobody pays attention, nobody stops, nobody comes, no one's attracted that much. Oh, they go on the other side of the street. And then you stop in a park somewhere and you start dancing, all the devotees. Then the big crowd comes. Big crowd. Why? Same devotees, same kirtan, same mantra. Because now they're doing nritya rangi. Now the devotees, the bliss is moving them. Prabhupada says when the devotees dance, it's not ball dancing. He said the soul is dancing and then making the body dance. And if your soul is not dancing, then your body won't dance. It's not your choice. Your soul is dead. Preacher means life. It says nritya rangi. Dancing in great pleasure. So the devotees, they dance for the pleasure of the Lord. They dance for the pleasure of the Lord. We're not facing off with our girlfriend in a disco. Hey, maybe, let's go. I dance for your pleasure, you dance for mine. We don't have any babies. We dance for Krishna. I don't want to dance. What if there's I don't want, that means you're not a devotee. Where's I want? If there's any I want or I don't want, that means you're not a devotee. Right? What does Krishna want? As far as I know, that's what it means. What does Krishna want? If it's I want, it's not love. Love means what do you want? This is love. Oh, I want this, I want that. That means lordship, mastership. Krishna likes the devotees to dance in sankirtan. Does everyone agree with that? And let's say in principle. I mean, maybe in the modes, and we got a sore back, my leg hurts, and gee whiz, and I'm old, and you know, this and that, and 1,001 excuses not to be a servant. 1,001 excuses not to be a servant and not to surrender to the loving principle. Loving principle is the hell of this thing. That's, you're there, and you're waiting for me to dance. Everybody can dance. A 99-year-old guy can jig around a little bit, you know? You ever see sometimes these 99-year-old guys like, okay, so I will go. I will. You see like 25-year-old men, duh. 35-year-old men, duh. It's like dead. As far as I understood this, you know, the Lord Chaitanya's movement was a movement of chanting and dancing. Isn't it right? Is that what you understood when you joined it? Singing and dancing and taking prasadam. I thought that was the basic program. Isn't that what the thing is? You're a young chap, you're a young man. But then it's singing and dancing, but nobody's really even singing. Sing means you open your heart, not your mouth. There's a difference between just speaking and singing. Speaking, you open your mouth. Hello, hi. Sing means you open your heart. Haribo, not
Haribo. Hi Mo, hi Krishna, hi Krishna, hi Krishna, hi Krishna, hi Krishna.
That's a bunch of, well, this is not what I understood to be devotional service. You agree with me? We were raised in the West, and unfortunately, we were taught pure bhakti by Prabhupada and his followers. In the West, we really learned the real thing, at least I feel I did, at the mercy of Prabhupada and his senior followers. Singing means you open your heart. Speaking means you open your mouth. Like once I was doing sparrow with somebody, I said, speak. I said, put your hand like this. I said, put your hand, you know, above your breast or chest, like reaching your heart. And I say, speak. And I said, now I say, sing. And Hare Krishna. I was teaching them how to sing from the heart. I said, you're not singing from the heart. If you're actually singing, this should vibrate. You should, Hare, Hare. You can even, anybody can do it. Hare, Hare. But you go, Hare. You're just from the, if you're only singing from the throat or opening your mouth, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, you don't feel anything. It's not an imagination. Hare Krishna, Hare, and you'll feel there's some vibrations coming. It's here, it's heart. Prabhupada said chanting Krishna's name is not lip deep, it's supposed to be heart deep. You ever hear this expression? It's not that heavy That's lip deep. Lip service, you hear this term. Don't give me lip service. So see, heartly, from the heart. So chanting is really from the heart. I mean, kirtan is like, oh, I have a sore throat. Oh, I don't like the singing. Well, then get out of here. You're in the wrong movement. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sant Kirtan movement. Sant Kirtan. I didn't hear it secret. Sri Lord Chaitanya's meditation movement. That's some other guy. Some yogi or something. Right? Isn't it XM or something like that? YM, XYM or something. TM, right? Transcendental Meditation. Oh, forget meditation. We're the chanting and dancing movement. Guys, Prabhupada said, I saw the meditator just snoring, and probably imitated snoring. So I went to Yoga Mishra's class, and he was teaching some TM. And I saw the ladies, had their eyes closed, and they were snoring. And probably makes a sound on the tape. He said, in a plea of meditation, they were just snoring. It's very nice. I like this meditation. I feel very relaxed. I feel very peaceful, very relaxed. Or just go home and go to sleep. You also feel very peaceful and relaxed when you wake up. That's transcendental. Because Lord Chaitanya knows that we're lazy, manda sumanda matiyo. We're lazy, we're tamasic, we're ignorant, it's Kali Yuga, we can't help but be. So he says, get up and get some passion in you, man. Light a fire under your, you know, light a fire. And you know, it's movement. This is called movement. So movement means passion, Raja. Get going, you know. Yeah, it's waves of prema. That would be nice. I envision sometimes when we're taking part in the sankirtan that waves of prema are emanating from us. Of course, they're not. Don't be misled. But I would love to be the day when I would inundate the people with waves of ecstatic love. Every member of ISKCON should long for the day when they can inundate, at least themselves, if nobody else, inundate the people with waves of ecstatic love. Because that's what Lord Chaitanya is dancing in prema lust. And people came to see, hey, what is this dancing? Ah! They became inundated. Inundated means submerged, flooded, covered with prema taranga, waves. Because isn't everyone in this movement supposed to become a premi? Isn't the goal of every single man and woman in this movement to have pure love, to attain pure love of God? When? 3 million years from now? Tomorrow? Tonight? Tomorrow morning? And if and when we do attain the platform of Baba, then that will emanate from us in sprinkles, in sprinkles, or in misty sprinkles, or in a wave or two, or in waves, or in tidal waves, or in torrential downpours. Prema, was it to Kadambani, Madhurya Kadambani, and sweet downpour of sweet love. Otherwise, everything's zero. If we don't attain Krishna Prema, then what's the point? It's like going to college for 97 years. You go to college for 97 years, and then you leave the college. Oh, so you got your degree? No, actually, I never got a degree. Acha. Yeah, how many years? I was there for 97 years. 97 years. You're really stupid. You're really stupid. Krishna prema pradayate. So this is kind of that enthusiasm, that sparking interest, renewed interest. We should get with it and surrender and start turning on to the teachings of our acharyas and Mahaprabhu and all of our wonderful books that are guiding us on the path of pure devotion and encouraging us to be enthusiastic and in all our endeavors and our mind fixed on the goal and always praying for mercy from above and never forgetting Guru and Krishna. Hey Mata Haila Krishna Ratya Arohana Tarage Prabhu Nachaila Bhaktagan. Jagannath mounted his car and Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. So for the first 69 verses out of this 111 verse story, we've been waiting for the Nayak. We've been waiting for the Prem Vishaya, the Alamban, right? The Alamban Prem Vishaya to come on the scene. We heard about the carts, we heard about Prataparudra there, we heard about Lord Chaitanya and all the associates, now they're dancing and everyone's, even before the Rath Yatra started, even before going to Vrindavan Gaman, or Gondicha Mandir Gamana, going to the Yatra to Gondicha, already Lord Chaitanya, the wheel hasn't moved one inch of Jagannath's cart, and already Lord Chaitanya's, what does it say, Basaila Sabaloka Prema Taranga. Vasaila means inundating, flooding all the people that came, the thousands and lakhs of people that came to see the Jagannath Rath Yatra. They got a special sideshow. Lord Chaitanya was there and dancing in this Mahabhav, appearing before his Sankirtan. But there was a huge rip-roaring Sankirtan performance. Uproarious Sankirtan before Jagannath even came out. And that's what attracted him. That Radharani's Kirtan, Mahaprabhu's Radharani. Radharani is leading Kirtan. Radharani is dancing Gandharvika. And then Shamsundar Nandanandan Sri Krishna Jagannath, he wanted to see Radharani's dancing and hear her chanting. So he came out and got on the car on a plea of his Rath ride to Jagannath, to Gandisha. So the whole place is already in ecstasy before Lord Jagannath comes on the scene. Because he's the Prem Vishaya and everyone else has been turned into Prem Ashraya by Prem Ashraya Radha, Gauranga. He's the Nayaka or whatever, the two heroes in this case. So now the whole audience is full of waves of Prem and here comes Jagannath, enters into that ocean of Prem. What a way to start the Rath festival. A king will come out of his palace, big bugles and drums. Hail the king, hail the king. Everybody says, okay, great, Haribo king. It's just some official expression of respect or awe or honor, but nothing from the heart. No one's submerged in ways of prema when the king comes out. Unless, of course, maybe it's Ramchandra and it's Ayodhya. And it's Treta Yuga, then people are very much in love with Ram Raja. So now, after 69 verses of the story, Jagannath has come out for the hero has entered the stage. Age Shuna Jagannathera Gundicha Gaman Tara Age Prabhu Jaiche Karila Nartana. Kaviraj tells us, please everyone hear about Jagannath's Gundicha Gaman. Going to Gundicha temple while Mahaprabhu danced before the car. So it's 5, so I guess we'll continue there tomorrow, text 71. And this story of Lord Chaitanya's dancing at Rath Yatra in Rasleela Bhav, it ends on verse 111, so maybe tomorrow we'll conclude this one story. Now it's getting more exciting. I mean, all this has happened and Jagannath hasn't even gotten on the car yet. The description of all the Udipan was described, the sands on either side of the road are like Vrindavan, and the Tota and the gardens are reminding Jagannath of Vrindavan or everyone. And the carts are so beautiful and all the dancers are there and King Prataparudra. And now it's finally going to happen. So tomorrow we'll all pull Lord Jagannath's cart on the way to Gundicha. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.